Well, the U.S. House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis will hold its first field hearing in Boulder this Thursday, August 1st. Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Colorado's second congressional district, which includes Boulder, says he lobbied to have the first field hearing by the committee held in this area as it's an epicenter for climate research.
10 years ago, in 2007, when the Democrats first took the majority in the Congress, then Speaker Pelosi created a special committee, right? So a committee outside of the normal committee structure, a select committee that would address the climate crisis. It had a different name back then. It was chaired by a gentleman named Ed Markey, who was a congressman. He's now a United States Senator in Massachusetts. And that committee, over the course of 4 years, did work to try to develop comprehensive pieces of legislation that would help move the needle against in the fight against climate change. Ultimately, what the committee came up with was the cap and trade legislation that you might be familiar with and some of your listeners might be familiar with that was approved by the U.S. House back in 2010. Unfortunately, it did not get passed in the Senate that year. After the Democrats lost the majority, the committee was eliminated by the Republicans. And so for the last 8 years, 9 years, we had virtually no hearings in Congress on climate change, and the committees of jurisdiction refused to take this fundamental issue up. So this year, when the Speaker, when the Democrats took control and the majority of the 116th Congress, Speaker Pelosi made the decision to essentially re-impanel, to create a new select committee. And this time it was termed the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis. And the goal of the committee is to spend the 116th Congress holding hearings, meeting with experts, taking testimony from leaders across the country with the idea and the ultimate goal of preparing a series of recommendations on legislative proposals that the Congress and the committees of jurisdiction could then enact to, as I said, fight the existential threat of climate change. And so there are 15 members of the committee. We requested to be on the committee, and I was grateful to have been appointed. So there are 9 Democrats, 6 Republicans. I'm the only Colorado lawmaker, the only lawmaker from the Rocky Mountain West to serve on the committee, which is important because it gives me the opportunity to educate my colleagues about the very real way that folks in Colorado and in the West are experiencing the consequences of climate change every day. Wildfires, droughts, any number of water related issues. And so suffice to say, it's a good opportunity, I think, for us and for our state to be able to make the case about why we need to take comprehensive action in the fight against climate change. So that's the committee. It's chaired by Kathy Castor, who's a congresswoman out of Florida, Tampa Bay.
Well, I know that when the news first came out that the first field hearing would be here in Boulder, I know you very much lobbied for that. Not only is the Rocky Mountain West impacted in very many ways, you mentioned drought, you know, forest fires, we've had countless other natural issues going on, but we're also a hub of research happening around climate. Now, a lot of that research is being suppressed. There was a very well-reported case of the scientists working in the Rocky Mountain National Park who's had her research suppressed. And so, given the current political climate, I mean, how do we elevate that research and science when we have the current political reality that continues to not just ignore that, but actually enact policies that go against all of the research around climate?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The incident you actually just mentioned, it's been very underreported in the media. You all have done a good job of talking about it, but the incident of climate of scientific censorship of a doctor, a scientist in the National Park Service who's actually has a relationship at CU Boulder, a contractor relationship. She just testified in front of the Natural Resources Committee that I serve on a few days ago. I had an opportunity to be able to question her and to share her story with the country, and appreciated her willingness to do that. We've also been very active in trying to hold the Department of Interior accountable, sent a letter to the Inspector General. I think the way that you elevate these issues is by doing exactly what we're doing this week, which was and why we lobbied so hard, which is to bring the Select Committee to Boulder, Colorado, which is the epicenter of climate research in the United States. And I made the case to the chairwoman and to the committee and to leadership that the very first field hearing that it should speak to the issues that we are ultimately going to be focused on. And so, given that, what better place to pick than Boulder? We have NOAA, NIST, NCAR, UCAR series. I mean, just hundreds, thousands of really brilliant research scientists here in this district, and I should say at NREL as well, which is in the 7th Congressional District. And so being able to have my Democratic and Republican colleagues come to Colorado to be able to tour those federal labs, to meet with directly with those scientists so that they have an opportunity to share with us the cutting-edge research that they're doing, and also having an opportunity to do a field hearing, which will be a official congressional hearing, and to take testimony from local and state leaders here in Colorado. As you may know, I know as you know, and I suspect your listeners do as well, there are 8 cities across Colorado that have declared that they will go to 100% renewable energy by 2030. And several of those cities happen to be in my congressional district: Boulder, Fort Collins, Vail, Breckenridge. So from my vantage point, the ability to elevate their work to my colleagues so that hopefully we can emulate that at the federal level and take the successes that we're having here and make them a reality in Washington, that to me is the goal. So very excited about being able to welcome my fellow committee members to Colorado.
So what can people expect on Thursday? I mean, I know it's happening at CU, the Wolf Law Building.
Yes.
Is it open to the public? Who is going to be testifying? What can people expect?
Yes, so it will be open to the public. There'll be an overflow room as well, I believe. But also to the extent, you know, it's a work day and you know, it's from 9 to noon. So to the extent folks can't make it, and seating will be limited, although it is, as I said, open to the public, you can also see it online. It will be live streamed. And so folks can just go on to our website or to the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis website and be able to watch it. We will hear testimony from a number of different people. I don't know if the witness list has been made public just quite yet by the committee. So the committee will, I believe, be publishing that, I think, later today or tomorrow. But what I can say is you're going to be, I think, the witnesses will include a number of scientists here in our community, as well as government leaders, so people who have been fighting to get us to 100% renewable energy right here at home.
Now, you did say that the goal ultimately at the committee is to really consider legislation that can tackle this. And you mentioned the cap and trade that was essentially killed. On Wednesday morning, we're going to have some young people who are part of the Citizens Climate Lobby join us live on KGNU. And their big focus is pricing carbon. Mm-hmm. Taxing carbon, if you can use the T word that seems to be so apparent to so many people. You know, is that a piece of legislation that you see has some kind of traction right now in Congress?
I hope so. So I'm a co-sponsor of the bill that the folks that you're meeting with mentioned, and I believe it's gaining a lot of traction in the Congress. And there is a little, at least so far, some Republican support for the proposal. And so I think that, you know, I'm optimistic, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, from my vantage point, we've been very clear that I think we need to take large-scale, comprehensive action. As you know, I was one of the first lawmakers in the country to support the Green New Deal. Just recently joined on a resolution, was the first Colorado lawmaker to join a resolution to declare a climate emergency in the Congress. And so from my vantage point, I think those are the, when I think of terms of scope or scale, those are the kinds of bills that I think we're going to need to truly solve this problem. But that being said, I, of course, am supportive of any number of other measures that will get us closer, right, to where we need to go. And I think the bill that you just mentioned is an example of a bill that would move the needle. And so that's why we decided to support it.
And in terms of that needle, I mean, you said when this committee was first convened, what, 12 odd years ago, it was on climate change. The name change to the U.S. Select Committee on Climate Crisis, I suppose, acknowledges the fact that, well, gosh, we've lost so much opportunity in those last 12 years, but really in the last 40, 50 years since scientists first started raising awareness about this issue. So many people are even now saying we're gone past the point where we can stop this runaway train. And right now it's really about mitigating the worst impacts. I mean, how do you feel as somebody from this district, but also as somebody who's, you have a new baby, right?
Yeah.
So how do you keep a sense of optimism, given that you are working in a political environment that is making it very hard to get any kind of traction on this type of legislation?
Yeah, it's both incredibly disheartening and frustrating, and yet, you know, inspiring at the same time. And by that, I mean, you know, the name change speaks to the gravity and the urgency of the situation, that we don't have another 15, 20 years to spare. We don't have another 10 years to spare. My daughter is, you know, she'll turn 1 year old, 1 year old in just a few weeks. And the world is going to look dramatically different when she is 10 years old. Dramatically different. And you hear me pause for a second because this is part and parcel to why I care about this issue so much, because ultimately it's about the world that she will inherit. And so while I am, you know, very frustrated at the fact that we have lost so much time because of the lack of any political will in the Congress to do anything about this problem, I also am inspired by the work being done by the scientists here in our district. I'm inspired by the activists who are calling for us to declare a climate emergency, the young people who you're meeting with tomorrow, so many others who are saying enough is enough. It's time that we act. And my hope is that, again, we can make forward progress. I have to be hopeful that that's something that we can do. When I first got elected, I very much wanted to serve on this committee, and my goal was to be appointed to the committee and to bring the committee to Boulder for its very first field hearing. My staff and I gathered together and kind of came up with our goals for the first year, and that was near the top of the list. And to me, it underscores the reality that this is a number one priority, not just for me personally and for my office, but for this district and for the people who live here. And that's why we're fighting so hard.
Thank you so much, Congressman Joe Nagus.
Thank you for having me.
Well, as we heard, the speaker list has not yet been confirmed, but Congressman Nagus says he has invited mayors from communities in the 2nd Congressional District who have taken that pledge to transition to renewable energy by 2030. Now, the Republican members of the committee are expected to invite members of the oil and gas industry to testify. As we heard, that hearing is open to the public. It starts at 9 a.m., goes till noon at the Wolf Law Building on the CU Boulder campus. KGNU will be there. We'll have reports on Thursday. And we'll hear more from Congressman Joe Nagus next Monday morning at 8:35, speaking with KGNU's Frank Dabowski about some of the other work that he's doing in Congress. Now, the website for the U.S. Select Committee on the Climate Crisis, the House Select Committee, is climatecrisis.house.gov.